Do you have any more sig? What you guys did tonight? Do you have the tiniest musig of the carbon that you guys were makriv tonight to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Rabbi Sai, I want to tell you something. You guys did something, and I'll explain to you where I'm coming from. Rabbi Sai, you know what it means? To die al Kiddush Hashem? We don't have such musagim. But you guys introduced a new musag, a new concept. To die al Kiddush Hashem. To stay alive and to die again al Kiddush Hashem. That's what happened tonight, Rabbi Sai. Let me explain. Let me tell you, Rumele. Wow. Rabbi Sai. The Gemara says, in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin Mebeis, Ki Olech Oy Ragnu Kol Hayoyim, all day we died for you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Nechshavnu Katzoyim Tifcha, we were taken like sheep to the slaughter. Says the Gemara, what's this talking about? Dying for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, became like sheep to the slaughter, says the Gemara, two stories. One story, the Gemara says, after Churban Bayis Rishon, the Romans, Yimach Shemam, took 400 boys, 400 girls, young children, 12, 13, 14 year olds, took them down to Rome, Rachman Litzlan, for the most terrible of things, to take the young ladies, young girls to get married, Rachman Litzlan Goyim, Shkech, and taking the men, the boys, Rachman Litzlan for Zdoy, for the worst of Aveyrus, Rachman Litzlan. The girls send a message to the boys on the boat. Will there be Tchias Amesim for people who drown in the sea, for people who drown in the ocean? One of the boys, an older boy, sends back a 14, 15 year old kid. Yeah, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Min Bashan Ashiv, Ashiv Mitzulis Yom. Even from the depths of the sea, there'll be Tchias Amesim. The girls get that message, and all 400 together just pick themselves up and jump into the sea. Chas v'sholom, they shouldn't be. Rachman al-Litzlan, happen to them what they want to do to them. The boys saw that and they made a kavu chaymer. If the girls who are meant to get married are doing that for Kiddush Hashem, we who are being taken for the lowest of things, we shouldn't. And they also jumped into the yam. Olechoi ragnu kol hayoyim, we died for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Then the Gemara says a story with Chana, v'shivas b'nei Chana, and her seven children, how each little kid gave up his life not to do avodah zarah. Rabbi Yisai, you read that Gemara, you might be too young to appreciate it, but I personally, as I get older, you hit 40, 50, 60, how many years do we have left to live? And we know our life is coming to an end. No one stays here forever. And the hargosha is, if I'm going to die anyway, you might be too young to appreciate this, but the answer is shaykh to you also. If I'm going to die anyway, why on my bed at home? Why in a hospital bed? Why not die al Kiddush Hashem anyway? I'm not holding back going through a concentration camp for 4 years, but 3 minutes in a gas chamber because I'm a Yid, al Kiddush Hashem? Halavai! Halavai! And you hear? You think about that? And the greatest mitzvah of the Torah, v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha, to die al Kiddush Hashem! It's not in my hands to do. I need a shaygetz to come with a gun to my head to be able to mekayim the greatest mitzvah of the Torah. I can't do it on my own. We're out of goy. I can't do it. Crazy. Crazy. Says the Gemara in Gittin on Zayin on my base. A third pshat in the pasuk. Of Olecha Hiragnu Kolayoyim Nechshavnu Katzayim Tifcha. A third pshat. what it means to be taken like sheep to the slaughter. Says the Gemara, you don't need a guy, you don't need anybody, you need you yourself. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim, which the Pasuk says about them, Zois HaTorah, Adam Kiyamus Ba'el. This is Torah, somebody who dies for Torah, for Yiddishkeit. How? Meimis Atzmai. Kola Meimis Atzmai al Divrei Torah. If you kill yourself for Torah, what does that mean, killing yourself for Torah? Taking a knife and giving a shacht? Says the Halakha Marsha. What does it mean to kill yourself for Torah? Says the Halakha Marsha. Rabbis, are you ready for this? Zok de Marsha, the Inyan Hamisa. What does it mean to die Kiddush Hashem for Torah? To die to refer to Ribbono Shel Olam for Torah? Shemeimis Gufay, you kill your body. Umeisir Mimenu, and you take away from it. Moisa Hataiva, that extra luxury. I'm giving away that extra luxury. I'm giving up on that extra luxury for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what that means in our world? You know what it means? My wife, she should be gesund und stark, makes the most delicious chocolate chip cookies, guys. And I want to tell you, when she makes them, you could just eat one after another. And after you ate 26 of them, and there's still room over here for one more cookie to stuff in. Cookie number 27. And I hold myself back and I don't eat cookie number 27 because I want to be on time to first Seder. Rabbosai, that's killing yourself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's dying on Kiddush Hashem. That's my son Ataiva. Name is Goofy. I so want it. No, I'm going to hold myself back. Cookie number 27. I had 26 already. No, cookie number 27. I'm going to accept. That's dying, HaKiddush Hashem. Rabbi said, do you hear what's going on tonight? The whole world has gone crazy. The whole world, millions of people are going crazy tonight. And you guys, and there's an urge and there's a push. You know, it's, football wasn't my thing actually. I gotta like basketball much more. But you know, to watch the moving picture of football, Itaki, quite exciting, Lamaista, guys. What should I tell you? Itaki is. And you guys, your blood is still young, your blood is still bubbling. No, I give it all up. And for what? Not just stam, not to be like the shagets in the street, but to give it up and to spend a night in the Beis Medrash. Wow. Is there any greater mysterious nefesh than that? To die, to live again, to die again, to live again, and to die again all through the night, every minute. It's mavil al harayin. But it's not just that, Rabbi Sai. Not just that. I gotta tell you, as I woke up this morning, I chapped. Wow, the power that you now have. But before I get to the power, I want to just tell you about the carbon that you were makriv. You know, there's a song that we all sing, and thanks to Jewish music today, there's so many beautiful words, so many beautiful psukim, so many beautiful ideas you never would have known of bichlal if it wouldn't been for Jewish music. But now that there's a song about it, so you know the words at least. And these are these beautiful words from way back. I remember when we were growing up in the 60s, this song, how many kallahs walked down to the chuppah with this song. If you know, none of them probably knows what it means. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. In my heart, I will build a tabernacle. I will build a Mishkan. Ube Mishkan Mizbeach Osim. And in that tabernacle, in that Mishkan, I'm going to put a Mizbeach in that Mishkan, which is in my heart. And what's going to be the carbon? And what am I going to be makriv on this Mizbeach, which I built in the Mishkan, which is in my heart? Ule carbon akriv loy. And what will I be makriv a carbon for the Ribbono Shel Olam, es nafshi hayechida, my nefesh, I'll be makriv to the Ribbono Shel Olam on this mizbeach. How is one makriv his nefesh on the mizbeach, which is in the Mishkan in his heart? Es nafshi hayechida, my nefesh, says Rashi in Parshas Chayisore, im yesh es nafshichem, what's your nefesh? Says Rashi, one word, Ritzoinchem, your will to give up your Ritzoin for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's being makrif your nefesh. You know how come dying at Kiddush Hashem is called Mesirus Nefesh? Because the greatest urge a person has is to live and to give up that Ritzoin, that urge to live for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Kiddush Hashem. Well, the korban akriv lo yisnafshi hayechida, I will give up my nefesh, my rotzayin, for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. This is mavil, the koyach that we have, what you guys did tonight, the Kiddush Hashem, the korban that you're makriv. Zivcheh lekim, says Rabbeinu Yonin Shari Tshuva, what are korbanos of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Lev nishbar, a broken heart. Not the broken heart which needs a therapist. The broken heart, says Rabbeinu Yaina, Lev Nishbor, Lev is the source of our taivas. If I could break a taiva, break a ratzain, that's the greatest korban. Rabbi Isai, the power and the koyach that each and one of you, each and one, I'll just tell you, ready, just stick in one more thing. Akedas Yitzchak, Ulener Tomid Ekachlias Eisha Akeda. This is so beautiful, Rabbi Isai. What does that mean? The Ner Tomid will be Eisha Akeda, the fire of the Akeda. There was no Akeda Bechal. If Yitzchak never got burnt Bechal, what does that fire of the Akeda will be my Ner Tomid? The Medrash says, Bishas Akedas Yitzchak. You ready for this, Rabbi Isai? And this personifies every single person sitting in this room. Says the Medrash at the end of Parshas Vayera, when it came time for Akedas Yitzchak, Yankee Yitzchak, yeah, Avraham Avinu stretched out his hand to take the knife to Shecht Yitzchak, the Einav Zolgeis Dmois, and Avraham Avinu is crying, his tears are pouring from his eyes, may Rachmanusay Shel Zaken, from the pain of the old father losing his son, but Ubelibay Sameach. But in his heart, he is so overwhelmed with joy. La sois ritzayin kainai, to do the ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's painful sometimes. It's hard sometimes. But it's not pshat that even though it's difficult, I'll still do it happily. But because it's so difficult, which gives me so much joy, I was finally being makriv, giving to the Ribbono Shel Olam something which is so difficult. And I want to just share with you, if I remember from the years before you're on your way to the Kaisel to daven Shacharis, I love this year, the same thing this year, Be'ezer Hashem, I want you to know, you guys, every single one of you, have the power that no other Yid has this morning by Shacharis. I want to tell you a maisa. I read the story, I heard the story years ago. It was a young couple. There's a young couple, and this is the power that each and every one of you have, and use it out, Be'ezer Hashem, this morning by Shacharis. Now, Shacharis, wherever you are, just say a kapitel tilm and talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was a young couple that got married, and their parents bought them an apartment in Ashdod. In Ashdod, on the first floor, one floor up. Young couple, she gets there. This young lady, she has to get to know all the neighbors, all the things. She gets very friendly. People are very friendly, very nice to her. There's one neighbor, the neighbor downstairs from her. Shalom Aleichem didn't answer. Good morning. This, like a very cold, middle-aged woman. And you're so cold and not interested. You know, after a week, a few weeks, she asked the other neighbors, this young lady just got married, what's the story with this neighbor downstairs? They said, no, she's a real sweet woman, really nice, really everyone's very friendly with her. So what's going on? Finally, people, you know, they got the story out. They came to this young lady, they said, before you bought this apartment, the balabas, the moicha, the seller of the apartment, built a marpeset, a porch from the dining room, which went on top of their dining room and blocked the light. And then right afterwards, you bought the apartment, and they're convinced that you made a condition they're only willing to buy an apartment if they build this marpeset, if they build this porch. I said, Mamish didn't happen. When they came to look at the apartment, it was after the porch was built, and they sent messages to the woman. She came to speak to the woman. She didn't want to know. You took away my light, and I'm not moichel you, and I'm telling you, and this, she was just ranting and raving. She tried, didn't go. A half a year, 3/4 of a year later, this young lady was by a chasana. Her cousin was getting married to a nephew of the neighbor downstairs. And they're both by a chasana. This young lady sitting with her family around the table, sisters, sister-in-laws, and this woman, neighbor from downstairs, who's the aunt of the chasen, she sees the young lady and she just let loose. And she started ranting and raving, and this woman just had enough in front of her whole family, like this young lady, and she was turning red in the face, and she was ready to just lash out once and for all and give her everything. And she was ready to lash out. You ready for this, guys? A woman comes running over to her, whispers something into her ear, and she just puts her head down, starts mumbling something, and just diffused the whole situation. No one knew what happened. After a few minutes, they said, "What's going on?" He said, "This young lady came to her, and this young lady told her." This young lady, a year older than that, probably 35, almost 40 probably, came to her and told her, unfortunately, she's already 15 years after her chasana, and she wasn't zeicha to children. She went to Chaim Kanevsky 4 years before. Chaim Kanevsky said, it's a gzeira. The only way to overcome such a gzeira, if you yourself have an assoyan of kas, of having to break yourself, having to go against yourself, and you hold yourself back, that can maybe help that you should be zechet to Yeshua. And if you yourself not, if somebody else in such a situation will overcome and be mispal for you instead of reacting, that can maybe be a Yeshua. This woman tells her, 15 years, I didn't have such an assign, I never came across such a scenario. This is the first time in 4 years I'm seeing such a thing. I beg you, don't answer. Daven for me. And she told her name. I was overcome with emotion. It said, Echad, this woman was really shechting me. But I had rachmanis on this lady, and I overcame it, and I davened. 10 months later, she got a phone call, invited to the bris of this person's child. But the message is, a person who's able to break themselves. You have a musig, what kind of koyach that is? And it's not just in kas bedafke. It's in anything which somebody finds difficult. Hayom rov, hayonois. The Medrash says the sea saw and it ran. What did the sea see? That because of that course, kriyas yamsuf, aroinoi shel yoisef. I heard from Rosh Hashimah tells of Chaim Stein, zechon livracha, and he said, what's the pshat? The yam, natural water, keeps on moving. It can't stand straight, but they saw Yosef HaTzadik, who was able to overcome his natural instincts and break his nature. The Yam saw that. I'm also going to do that. Every single one of you guys tonight did exactly what that young lady did, exactly what Yosef HaTzadik did. Yes, the natural urge in a youth and a young man coming from America is to be doing something else. And you broke that. And you broke that. And you sat here in the Beis Medrash the whole night. Yes, there's a lot of geschmack of food and you had a good time. There's nothing wrong because Yiddishkeit is so geschmack. And you people took Akedas Yitzhak, like I said before. It wasn't easy staying up all night and not doing what everyone else is doing. And you did it with such simcha, with such geschmack. That's Akedas Yitzhak in its prime. It's difficult, but I'm so meach. Last is with Saint Kaini, Rabbi Zai. Each and every one of you are in the position today to go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam for each and every one's personal needs, whether it's in Ruchnius or Gashmius or both, and at the same time to take this opportunity and dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, for the Yeshua of every Yid. So many Yidden are suffering, so many families are in turmoil, so many of our brothers and sisters are having such heartache, physical, mentally, and emotionally. You guys have the koyach to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hoshiya Esamecha Uvorech Es Nachlasecha. Save us, Ribbono Shel Olam. Bench us, Ribbono Shel Olam. All we want is Kibbutz Elikim. All we want, Ribbono Shel Olam. Ah, send us Moshiach, and we'll be Niskari Ve'Lecha Yisborach, and that will be the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. What started with this group of chevra right here in this room, making the Kiddush Hashem that you guys made. Halavai. Amen.